and take the Word and turn to Revelation 15. As here in Revelation 15, he's preparing, giving comfort to the church concerning what is about to come in chapter 16, and that is the bowls of wrath, the seven bowls of wrath. And so here we learned last week the great comfort, looking at that picture after the final judgment in which the church is victorious, standing just like Israel did on the banks of the Red Sea, redeemed and brought out of slavery. And here we come to verses 5 through 8, which is Revelation 15. This is God's Word. After these things I looked, and the temple of the tabernacle of testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels who had the seven plagues came out of the temple, clothed in linen clean and bright, and girded around their chests with golden sashes. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power. And no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. And that is God's Word. So God's final plagues are righteous in every respect, and so transparently righteous that the victorious church will praise God because of the just punishments which the Lord has and will inflict on the unrepentant. And that's what we saw in part also last week in verses 1 through 4. And now the Lord, through the apostle, leaves the triumphant multitude of the future and returns to the present time, that time from Christ's birth and ascension, between that time and the second coming. And what does the apostle see? The sanctuary of the tabernacle of the testimony is open. So the picture of the temple. And there is contained the Ark of the Covenant, which contains the testimony, the Word, the very presence of the Lord. The sanctuary is now opened so that we may understand that what comes forth from it, the wrath which is about to be revealed, is God's wrath. And not just some random judgment, but it comes from God. Out of the open sanctuary, the seven angels proceed. And these angels are robed in pure, dazzling linen, their breasts encircled with golden belts or sashes. And one of the four cherubim places in the hands of each of these seven angels a bowl. And these bowls are made of gold, for they are used in the service of God. And they are full, to indicate the fierceness and unmitigated character of God's wrath. It's His everlasting wrath, for it proceeds from the ever-living God. The sanctuary, it says, is filled with smoke, a symbol of the full and thorough operation of God's holy anger. Remember, we saw it in Isaiah 6, same picture. So that what is shown here is that there may be times that the wrath of the Lord is so great upon the earth. You see it in verse 8. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power. And it says, and no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. And that gave me some questions, trying to understand what that meant. But it perhaps means that there may be times between Christ's birth and ascension and His second coming and our present time, that the wrath of the Lord is so great upon the earth that worshiping the Lord publicly and public gatherings of God's people may even be hindered. But in the end, God's people will have rest in Him. And I think we see those sometimes, in not in our culture, but other cultures, those public gatherings are hindered right now, and where the church is persecuted and other things. But God will have His people have to have rest in Him. And that's what we celebrate here on the Lord's Day and from His resurrection. So we have rest from our sin and rest in Him. Let's pray. Our Father, we do praise You. We thank You that You prepare us here for what is about to come in chapter 16 and the seven bowls of wrath, that they do come from you, that the judgments do come from you, because you exercise justice at the perfect time, at perfect times, in advance of the final act of your wrath and justice, which will condemn your enemies for all eternity in hell. Father, we pray that there would be none here who are sent to that place or receive this wrath, but that you would save them from it, that you would make us all to stand, like it said last week we heard, on the seashore, and be victorious, and be brought out of this present evil age and out of the bonds of slavery to sin, that we would have no more pain and tears or sorrows. And Father, many of us here have and are experiencing pain and illness and bones that hurt and cancers. And so, Father, we pray that you would heal us. Heal us as you have healed many before, like the ruler's son and the paralytic. But that you would not only heal us in our physical bodies, but that you would heal us in our souls and our hearts and our minds and our wills and affections. That you would make us holy. That you would call us back to yourself. And you would cause us to love you and keep your commandments. Our Father, we do pray that you would be with our people, that you would grow us in strength, physical, spiritual, that you would be with Mike and Chuck and the session as there's training for the office of elder and deacon, and we pray that you would give wisdom to the session and to them about their calling, that we might be able to guide this congregation in the biblical way and the right way, and that you would bring about officers in this church for elder and deacon. But more so than that, that through these things, through the preaching and teaching of your word and through the service of the church, that you would raise up godly men to pastor your people, to be missionaries, to be elders and deacons, to be godly husbands who lead with the word. And Father, we ask that you would bless our homes, bless our wives, you would strengthen them even to live according to your word, even with sinful husbands. Father, give them strength to endure the sufferings just like Christ, that they would love you and obey you, even with such inadequate men here. But Father, we pray that you would strengthen the men, though, and the husbands, and even the sons, to be raised up as godly men and husbands, and that you would sanctify us by your word and by your spirit. And Father, we do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.